things to keep our faith going. Just things like, how do you come to
church services?
How do you come before church is ready to start? How do you come? Now, picture yourself. How are you? Now, a lot of that depends on how many kids you're trying to get ready, and how many, you know, how much stress you're under, and how many words you between you and your wife on the way over. Usually, I'll tell you. Well, she's not here. I'll tell you what our conversation usually is. It's, why are we late again? We got to start earlier. And 43 years later, probably not going to happen. But I learned, there's a lesson to learn about how to come to church, and I learned it from my dog. My dog teaches me a lot of things. But we have a dog, we have a boxer. And if you know anything about boxers, and she's young, so she's still puppy-fied and full-grown, but we have a doggy door. That way she can come in and out with a fenced yard. When she goes out, she looks around, does whatever she does, and then she comes back in. Every time, it never fails. When she comes back in through that door,
yes.
She does not walk.
No.
She runs in as fast as she can run. She bursts through that thing, and she's like, what did I miss? What did I miss? Who's here? Who can I lick? Who can I see? What can I do? Come on, let's go. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if that's the way everybody came in? Burst through the doors. Who's here? What's happening? What are we going to do now? Feed me. Yeah, oh, shoot, you could not get my dog to go just toward the back of the room and sit down? She's going to be right here, right up front. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's something that we can practice this Sunday. Let's just see what happens this Sunday. I want you all just to come busting in. No barking, but just have that spirit of... And it doesn't matter who's in the house. You know, it doesn't matter who is in there. She knows them. She's friends with them. And she fellowships them. Now, please, no licking.